When Lara Nguyen first learned of her rare cancer, uterine leiomyosarcoma, she had just come home from teaching in Prague and was just starting work on a major mural in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She had a full hysterectomy in 2018 when the cancer was still in its early stages.
It was a wonderful distraction after that diagnosis because there was still some hope there, catching it early. But then in January 2020, it came back. It metastasized into my left lung. And then a day after Father's Day, June 2020, it reoccurred again. And then just last week, I found out that even under chemo right now, it has metastasized into my right lung as well. And we just found this out a few days ago.
Yet, here she is, inside the Center for Craft in downtown Asheville, talking in detail about the exhibition inspired, in large part, by her cancer. Hanging from one wall are brushes that look like tassels, made from the hair Nguyen cut off in preparation for her chemotherapy. There's a series of photos of other people's bodies, in which Nguyen has painted gold along their scar lines as a connective spiritual tissue with her own surgical scars. There's a poem Nguyen wrote for her mother, and below it, a representation of a grapefruit as a sensory memorial to her father, who died just this past November after two strokes, removal of a brain tumor, and his own lung cancer.
The work saves me from my thoughts sometimes, you know, because if my hands are busy and I'm thinking about a date on the calendar in the future and a goal I want to meet and a conversation I have to have to make this exhibition happen, that lets me not go down the rabbit hole of, you know, how long do I have? What are the statistics of this particular cancer?
Despite 11 cycles of chemo and 4 transfusions, Nguyen said doctors have elevated her cancer to stage 4. She's still teaching 3 painting and drawing classes every week virtually for Warren Wilson College, where she's been on faculty since 2012. Nguyen talks about her cancer with detachment, at one turn likening it to COVID, calling the cancer an intelligent disease for how it has adapted in her own body. She's also quick to chuckle about her prognosis.
Dealing with this disease and the stage that it's in, I have to bring some humor to it, because if I don't, I don't know how I would survive the day-to-day. And we've always used humor for healing.
She mentions her husband, who's a sculptor, and their 2 preteen children.
At one point, I wasn't allowed to joke about it with him, which really scared me because I thought, oh my gosh, you joke about everything and we can't joke about this. It's still very hard for him, but we can talk about it in a way now that is hard, but at the same time, we have to bring some lightness to it or some imagination to it because there are kids involved.
Nguyen's parents moved from Vietnam after America's war there to settle in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Nguyen remembers her father's ability to draw a duck with a single unbroken line. At art school, she sewed, painted, sculpted, wrote poetry, and liked performing.
Teachers and instructors that really wanted me to focus, but I've always wanted to play with everything, whether it's food or materials. I've always really loved singing. I took voice lessons in graduate school alongside my MFA work. I love to cook. I love color in my food. Through my cancer journey, I did a 10-day juice fast. And so there's a lot of like cutting things in half and juicing them and seeing the colors and the textures. And it's just funny how life and art kind of bounce back and forth.
Life and art have merged more directly for Nguyen. When she arrives for treatment at the Cancer Center at Mission Health, she often parks under the mural she painted for the hospital's parking garage.
I have to just keep being here now because I can't worry about what will happen. And at the end of the day, every one of us just has right now.
Nguyen's exhibition, which also showcases work from 3 current and former art students from Warren Wilson, is on view through March 12th at the Center for Craft. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.